Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU, and on the OTCQX under the symbol NCAUF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now Luke, we're going to first follow up on a news release that came out just yesterday, August 18th. Two parts to this news release, one being an increase in the drill program to 90,000 meters. The drill program before this upgrade was at 66,000 meters, and also a drill result from the Boeing gold deposit area on the Enchi Gold Project. The headline number here, 1 gram per ton gold over 103 meters. This is actually just one section, a long section of the drill hole. Luke, give us kind of big picture comments on this drill result. Again, 1 gram per ton over 103 meters.
Yeah, hi, Corey and Shad. Thanks for having me on again. So we released yesterday results from both Boeing and our Siyum deposits. To date, we've now released about 50,000 meters of drill results. So that represents now about 55% of our total 90,000 meter program. So lots of additional results to come out over the next number of months. As well as one of the real nice things is we continue to have very consistent intercepts with our drilling. So we put 25 holes out within this release and we hit on 23 of them. So we kind of maintain that 90% plus hit rate. Hole 276, which you're referring to, very encouraged by that. It is at our Boeing deposit. It's stepping out from the existing kind of pit constrained resource, drilling down dip as well as along the edge. And we encountered 103 meters, as you highlighted, of 1 gram material. But within that hole, we also had some additional intercepts. So we actually have 155 meters of mineralized material within that hole 276. So consistent with some of the other drilling that we've been doing, which really highlights big, wide mineralized zones, which we think will over time add to the resource. Over at Siyum, we released some results as well. Hole 107, which we highlighted within our press release. Again, basically from surface, from 4 meters, we encountered 77 meters of mineralized material. So within that oxide and transitional zone, which lend themselves very well to heap leach operation, and then getting into the sulfide zones, we encountered some higher grade material of 1.22 grams, starting from 53 meters. So very encouraged by the continued success we've been having at our two largest deposits, Siyum and Boeing, and we think that over time this will meaningfully add to our overall resource.
Well, Luke, when investors in the marketplace are mostly tuned into those flashy, high-grade, often very short interval results, and we see stocks, you know, skyrocket higher on a 1 meter intercept or two, when you're seeing the contrast here on a bulk tonnage open pit deposit that has 70 meters, 100 meters, even 140 meters of material. It just explained to people again why it's significant to have these wide intercepts near surface and how they can be just as economical as flashy high-grade results you see sometimes.
Yeah, so the wide intercepts from surface help in terms of cost when it comes to an operation. I mean, if you're able to get into mineralized material from surface, obviously that helps from a cost perspective in terms of not needing to strip a bunch of dirt away. So that's one of the real benefits. And then obviously the wider the intercept, the more mineralized material you're able to put through a plant with less dilution. So from that perspective, that's why it's very helpful to have wider zones, and we've been very encouraged with the results that we've been having. Just on the flashy drill result front, we've talked about it on this show before, but we are starting to focus on some deeper drilling on our Enchi project. And one of the things that we've seen along the Sefwi Bibiani belt with other deposits, including Chirano and Ahafo and the Bibiani deposit is that as you get deeper on these greenstone-hosted deposits, you start to see higher grades. You guys would have seen the results that we put out last month. We had 95 grams over 2 meters within that hole. We had 13 grams over 1 meter with a halo of 0.93 over 5 meters. So we are seeing some very high grade splashy results, but combining that with these very wide intercepts that lend themselves very well to an open pit is something that we really like about this Enchi project.
So, Luke, big picture, when it comes to this expanded drill program, now at 90,000 meters, the company already has a resource of just over 1.4 million ounces of gold in the inferred category. The expanded drill program, is it going to continue to focus on expanding on that resource, or is it also going to have some infill component, maybe upgrading from the inferred category?
We're going to continue to focus on adding inferred resource. I mean, if you sharpened your pencil and you could probably move some of it into the measured and indicated category. But our view is where we'll create the most value is by continuing to step out and add inferred resource as we get a better understanding of all the different targets and resource areas across our project. And then just from that perspective, we really are taking a multi-pronged exploration approach. So we will continue to step out along strike at our existing resource areas. All of them remain open along strike, as well as continuing to drill at depth and looking to extend those pit-constrained resources with additional deeper drilling. And then the other area that we'll continue to focus on is some of the deeper drilling, which is targeting more of the high grade that we've seen across the project to date. And we think that could be a real addition to the overall company and story. And then outside of that, we're going to target some new areas for the first time ever. So I've talked before about Siyum South. It's right down at the southern end of our property. It butts up against the Cote d'Ivoire border. Directly on the other side, you've got Endeavour's Afema asset, which was owned by Teranga previously. We're going to be drilling our Siyum South deposit for the first time ever in the next couple of months. It's one of our largest anomalies at 3.5 by 2.5 kilometers. Right up at the northern end of our property, 40 kilometers away, we've got the Arati target, which we're drilling for the first time in 10 years. We've historically got about 10 holes drilled into that. We're doing follow-up drilling as we speak right now, looking to add to the past success that we've had and look to start to move that towards being another resource area across our project. So lots of opportunity for us to go after new targets, but we also want to make sure we continue to add fundamental value at all of our existing resource areas, which all remain open along strike and at depth.
So big picture here, Luke, as I mentioned, 1.4 million ounce resource already, and it sounds like still so many targets to explore. From my understanding, the resource is comprised of 4 different target areas, but the company has 25 different target areas across the project. When you're thinking about this in a big picture sense, longer term, when does it come to a point where you would need to make a construction decision? How big could this asset be? How can you summarize the overall strategy for our listeners when it comes to growing, but then also maybe moving into some sort of a mining scenario?
So if you look at the PEA that we put out on June 8th, that underpinned a very robust project, million ounces of recoverable gold over a roughly 10-year mine life, after-tax NPV of $206 million, after-tax IRR of 42% at $1,650. So we've got a very robust project today. But what we think and where we think will create the most value for shareholders is by adding inferred resource. We look at it as if we can build this to a 3, 4, 5 million ounce resource. At that point, you're looking at a 200,000 ounce a year production scenario over a 10 to 25 year mine life. At that point, you've got a project that's attractive to, you know, majors and mid caps, given the size and scale of it. at that point, we would also have a much better understanding of obviously the geology and whether it makes sense to be a heap leach project or go directly to a milling scenario. So those are the kind of trade-off studies that we'll be doing as we grow the overall resource towards that 3, 4, 5 million ounces. But that's kind of where we're headed in from a strategy perspective is add inferred ounces, and that's where we think we'll create the most shareholder value.
Well, Luke, off mic, we had just had an interesting discussion about just how big these deposits can get along the mineral trend that you're on, and just how significant they are, not just when you have the at-surface open pit heap leach part of it, but also the potential for underground mining at depth with the higher grades. And you had made a couple comparisons just to some of the other majors that are working near you. Would you mind mentioning that just for folks, just so they have some frame of reference of just where these things can develop over time?
Yeah, so along the Sefwi-Bibiani trend in Ghana, we're right at the southern end of it in Ghana. As I mentioned, on the other side, you've got Endeavour's Afema asset, which shares a lot of the same geology as us. But directly to the north of us, 50 kilometers away, you've got Chirano, which is Kinross's mine. It produces about 160,000 ounces per year, sits at a 5.5 million ounce endowment and growing. If you follow the exploration that they've been doing there and the releases that they've been putting out, they've been having some very good success now that they've started to drill there again. To the north of that, you've got the Bibiani project, which was just purchased by Asante. It sits at about 6.5 million ounce endowment. And then to the north of that, you've got one of Newmont's two producing assets in country, the Ahafo asset. That sits at about 15.5 million ounce endowment. And if you look at that one, it's currently producing about 650,000 ounces. And last month, Newmont announced a $750 to $850 million expansion at Ahafo, which will take it from 650,000 ounces to about 950,000. If you combine that with their Akiem asset in Ghana, they will now have over 20% of their global production coming from Ghana. So I think that really highlights what a great country it is to operate in, that, you know, the largest gold producer on the planet has that much exposure to one country. You've also got groups like AngloGold, Goldfield, Kinross, as I mentioned. You combine that with Newmont, that's four of the top 10 gold producers on the planet. So on trend from us, very large deposits, producing mines, and then obviously a lot of major companies operating in country.
All right, Luke, just a quick comment here to wrap us up. Another news release that happened more at the beginning of this month was the company raising $11.5 million in a bought deal financing. How much money does the company have in the bank, and how long does that provide you with funding to keep this drilling ongoing?
Yeah, so that $11.5 million, as part of that press release, you'll see that Franklin Templeton has now become a 8% shareholder of Nucor. So great to further strengthen our overall share register with another tier one institutional investor. We then had a lot of follow-on support from our other major existing institutional holders. And that's what allowed us to obviously take this from a 66,000 meter program to a 90,000 meter drill program. That will allow us to drill well into 2022 and continue to get lots of drill results out to the market over the next number of months and over that period.
All right, Luke, appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get Luke to address those, and we'll also follow up as undoubtedly more drill results come out, and we really touch on that, again, big picture strategy here at this Enchi Gold Project. Luke, thanks as always for your time, buddy. We'll chat again soon.
Thanks a lot, Corey. Thanks, Shad.